It's the Michael Mara Show.
I tried to have a one-night stand on a plane once, but we crossed the international date line, so it ended up being a two-night stand.
It was not a one-night stand, okay? Owen and I had a connection.
Oh, us too. Yeah, we switched planes in Hong Kong.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. Tomorrow on the big program, hockey great Alex Ovechkin will be here just after 4. And then after 5, we'll talk with comedian Lisa Lampanelli.
Guilty.
Guilty of being hot.
Yeah.
Rob, are you a fan?
I am.
Are you a fan of Ms. Lampanelli?
And I don't like a lot of female comics.
Bit of a
comics.
Potty mouth, isn't she?
I don't like a lot of female comics.
She's funny.
But I think she's very funny, and she doesn't seem to be shy about expressing herself.
You've never missed a Rita Rudner show as long as I've known you.
Oh, she's wonderful. She works at the New York in Vegas, Mike.
Also
hey,
guilty.
Gang.
Yes, Mike. The store is open. It's the JFK store that features this show 24/7. Go to MichaelOMaraShow.com. Get show inspired t-shirts, including the 5% gay shirt, the old queen shirt, O'Mara 08, and the brand new F-stick tees.
Beautiful.
Coming soon, honorary Buzz Babe shirts for the ladies, and we're going to try to get those Double Town shirts made up. But I can't wait to parade through my local mall wearing that one. So go to MichaelOMaraShow.com. It's on the right hand side. Click on the store, and they'll give you all the great information on that. Plus, we got hats and other great stuff. TMOS hats, which are cool. And I'm waiting to get stuff. I gave Beth Ann some money. I said, get me my stuff, and I haven't gotten it
yet. You gave her money?
Have they made the hat I asked for yet?
Which one?
The purple velvet wizard's hat with the stars and the moons on it.
You want that?
I do.
Well, this is like a generic wizard's hat?
No, it's a special wizard's hat made of purple velvet.
Well, why do you want that?
So I can be magical?
Is he confusing me? I have no... I think he going for something
you.
There or what?
Going for magical.
All right, let me try this.
All right.
I want a top hat.
now I'm laughing.
Okay, you see, I thought wizard's hat was funny. Top hat funny, wizard hat not
see,
funny.
Let me tell you, this is why I reacted that way, because anything, any idea, you know this guy generates
He'll
any
make
crap
it.
We want.
He would make me a wizard's
I'd
hat.
I'd love a Rob, but it has to have an angle, not just a generic wizard's hat.
Well,
so come up with a hook for it. Well, now the texters will go bonkers. A
don't
Rob
text.
Wizard's hat.
Don't text a wizard's hat.
Merlin.
That's ended with a wand.
Merlin the Magnificent. All right, let's get back to a last look at news with the one and only Buzz Burbank. And I do want to remind everybody... Love that sound.
I love it.
Coming up after this show, Division 08, 7 p.m., Buzz, Rob, Lyle Pinder, and Tony Perkins from Fox 5 News.
Wow.
All the election results you need. And
Up, Buzz. Wake up.
What are you expecting? One or two from yours truly? And don't say two to make me feel good. Is it one? I'm not doing five.
I was really thinking, you know, like maybe this many or... Whatever you're willing to give, we are grateful for.
You know, I've got some issues at home.
I do.
So I've got to deal with that.
But and my thought was nothing could break up your evening and cheer you up more than giving us, John McCain, Barack Obama, whatever you can do.
You want me to do, like, impressions?
They can call on the same phone.
Can I just call and be me?
Absolutely. We want that, too.
What would be fun is if you called from home and people were there.
I'll call on a hard line, though.
All right.
Thank you.
We appreciate that.
Thank you.
I promise I will
do
that.
Will someone jump on the line and say you have to get off now?
Yes.
And move on to the next interview?
It should be very
phone tour.
Should be very, very interesting, but that's Division 08.
Yes.
And really, tonight, maybe not so much a division. We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
That's right here, 106.7 WJFK in D.C. You can listen by stream and podcast. Just go to WJFK.com. And now with the last look at the news, here he is, the man, the legend, Mr. Buzz Burbank.
Thank you, Mike, for that and everything. Now, with only 1% of the results in, remember I told you a few minutes ago that the first votes to be counted would be those absentee ballots. With 1% of the vote in Indiana, it looks like Obama is up by 12%. And also, let's see, what else do we have? That's Indiana. And also 15% in Pennsylvania.
Is that 1% by volume or by weight?
By weight.
Okay,
some settling of the voters may have occurred during shipping and handling.
So Indiana is closed. The polls are closed in Indiana right now.
Yes. They closed at 6 Eastern time.
Very good.
Of all times.
All right.
And here's what else we have for you. It's possible the Washington Redskins did, in fact, lose badly yesterday. And for the past 71 years, except for the re-election of W., a Redskins loss has always predicted the defeat of the incumbent party. The Redskins lost big yesterday.
I hate that story.
Now, if you think about it...
It's totally arbitrary.
You don't care for it?
It's just totally arbitrary. I mean, it's just throwing a dart, you know? I mean, I just don't think it has any bearing in it whatsoever. You know, because it really... Because you mentioned W won in 2004, so it's broken, so it's over.
No.
Not even worth talking about.
If you think about it, even that year it was right.
Ooh, that's right. You're talking about stolen elections.
What?
Which year was the one? Incumbent party was 04.
Was the only exception to the rule.
Yeah, but it was the Gore election that was stolen.
When the Redskins, well, that's arguable.
That's arguable.
Both about 00 and 04.
So when the Redskins lose,
mm-hmm. the incumbent party also loses.
Oh, okay, I get it.
You see? Right.
So they won in 2004 then?
Yes.
I don't know.
But it was close, just like the elections.
Bunch of crap.
One of the two white...
We'll get this all worked out before we come back from commercials.
I'm sure it's crap. Just ask my fan.
I didn't say anything.
All right.
One of the two white women who raised Obama, his grandmother, died of cancer over the weekend while Republicans raised questions about who paid for his last trip to see her.
Isn't that nice?
But she voted absentee several days before she passed, and her
vote... What a shame she shouldn't live to see the possibility.
It is sad, but her vote... will be counted.
Mm-hmm.
It's been a day of free donuts and coffee across the country.
Yeah, Mike.
Yay! Starbucks and Krispy Kreme, Ben and Jerry's and others giving out freebies.
Everybody say it. I am fat.
Right. Yeah.
Free to customers who present their I voted sticker. But officials gave a final no to the Florida nudists who wanted a clothing optional polling place near their resort.
Hey, check out my poll.
Officials say it was just a publicity stunt by the nudist park. Quoting one, they can vote absentee. I mean, they do leave the place.
And they were all big supporters of Bush.
Excuse me, this lever's wet.
Thank you.
And from our just-in-time department, Alaska Governor Sarah Palin's been cleared of wrongdoing in the case of that fired public safety chief.
Rob, you don't want a grand wizard hat.
No.
As that.
No, a that grand wizard. Because her top hat isn't as funny.
But her top hat is always funny.
Greg, the texter, they're coming in now. It's the last minute kick, I like to call it. When will you start selling Merkins from Greg somewhere?
They're called O-Merkins.
Well, Governor Palin had been accused of abuse of power, supposedly pressuring the chief into firing her sister's ex. The Alaska Personnel Board says Palin fired the chief over performance issues, not his refusal to fire the ex. Also just in time, Palin's medical records, which show her to be in excellent health.
Would you like to know what your wizard name is?
Sure.
Spiewak the Slightly Unpleasant. But they spell Spiewak, S-P-E-W-A-C.
Oh, that's wrong.
I know it is.
We'll
correct that.
Look on the marquee. Get it right.
Life is fine as well for that icon of average, not Joe, not the plumber. He got stopped for doing 50 and a 35 in Toledo.
Oh, he's above the law now.
The officer's report says they just let him go with just a warning to avoid negative repercussions for their department and the city. I mean, you know, picking on an average guy like that.
Average Joe.
In San Jose, California, a woman sneaked onto a computer at a green waste recovery systems plant and added some money to her husband's paycheck.
Money.
Wow.
She's now looking at 25 years in prison and $250,000 fine.
Oh, she was just trying to help her man.
Exactly.
That's all.
In other news about the economy, Circuit City is closing 155 of its stores and halting expansion plans. It's also going to try to renegotiate leases on the space it'll still occupy. Circuit City is teetering on bankruptcy, partly because business is down and partly because it says it never got a multi-$1 million government tax refund. It says it's due. The company has expressed its regret on the impact this will have on its employees and the economy in general.
You know what's frustrating with Circuit City is it's the mauling of America once again. Everybody knows mm-hmm. the two biggies.
Right.
And now you're going to have one biggie.
Circuit City is a great store. Not to say anything bad about the other guy, but I bought so much great stuff.
I think they both
Circuit
have
City.
Their positives and their negatives. But the fact is now that's just the way it's going to be. Yeah. You're going to have another thing where it's going to be only Walmart and it's not good. I don't like it.
You love every company that's based in Richmond.
Target. Is Target based in Richmond?
Circuit City's based in Richmond.
Really?
Yeah.
Did you ever work at a Circuit City?
I should have.
You would have been perfect at a Circuit City.
Thank you.
You would have been great.
I know all the DVDs alphabetically. I actually put them in my own alphabetic system. You'll find this movie bewitching.
I know after my lackluster performance on this program that a job at Circuit City could be the next step.
Be fun.
It would be fun. Would you visit me?
We would.
Like, I'll buy you coffee.
Like prison. Right.
And sales for the big three American automakers dropped again in October by 45% compared to last year.
Even on Tuesdays?
I'm amazed they had any sales at all. Yeah. I mean, I suppose when you need a car, you need a car. But my God, if you say a joke, I'm going to kill you. I just want to tell you that right now. Yes, lips are sealed. No, but you drive by and you see, I drive by this Chevy dealership all the time and you see the SUVs.
You never do, do you?
Can't reason.
Oh, look, I broke my lips.
Yes.
They opened up.
Surprise.
Oh, Amy Winehouse. Finally.
So pretty.
You ever pull in.
Finally, parents. Parents from both sides of this presidential race are bad-mouthing the woman in Michigan who refused to give Halloween candy to kids whose parents support Obama. Quoting that woman, everybody has a choice. Her next-door neighbor spent the evening explaining to kids, and I quote, sometimes adults just act stupid.
That's right,
true
Buzz.
Enough.
Spot in Wasilla, Alaska tonight.
Hey, Wasilla.
Tonight,
oh, you betcha.
Tonight, the National Rifle Association there in Wasilla is sponsoring a results-watching party featuring a rock band called Sarah and the Pitbulls. There will be food,
God,
and alcohol, and gun safety classes. What could possibly go wrong?
Nothing at all.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you very much, Buzz. Want to thank Chad Dukes for coming in with our fantasy football update.
Chadwick.
Also, Lindsay Zarniak from NBC4, Guy Fieri from the Food Network. Check out his Off the Hook show Sunday afternoon on the Food Network. And also Vaughn Ververs, I should say.
Yes.
And comedian Donnell Rawlings. We had a lot of people on
the show
today.
Why did we even come in today?
Jesus, what a show. The executive producer of the Mike O'Mara Show's Beth Ann McBride. Our in-studio producer is Rob Spiewak, and our phone screener is Joe Ardinger. The Mike O'Mara Show comes to you from the studios of WJFK FM in Fairfax, Virginia, and is heard exclusively on the Westwood One Radio Network. For Beth Ann, Rob, and Buzz, this is Mike O'Mara reminding you,
yes,
do your duty if you haven't already. Get out there and vote, and we could be in store for a very interesting night, and certainly tomorrow, a historic day, and I'm looking forward to it. We'll have all the details on that. Don't forget to stay tuned for Division 08 at 7 p.m. with Buzz, Rob, Lyle Pinder, and Tony Perkins. We'll see you tomorrow. Good night, everybody.
Good night.
Yay!
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.